In this bulletin, the New South Wales Nationals confirm support for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The federal government's decision to hand the Environment Protection Agency new powers draws criticism. And in sport, Giro d'Italia champion Jai Hindley to ride in next month's revamped Tour Down Under. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. The New South Wales Nationals have announced their support for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. New South Wales Indigenous Affairs Minister Ben Franklin has confirmed the party's position, but he says the state Nationals' decision has nothing to do with that of the federal party, who have already announced their opposition to the proposal.
I'm not going to comment on the federal National Party and the decisions that they've made. We've made it very clear what our position is, and our position is that we think that the voice to Parliament, enshrining an Aboriginal voice in the Constitution, is a good thing. And we've given it our in principle support.
The federal government is set to provide new powers to the Environment Protection Agency, allowing them to decide on projects and enforce protection laws. But the decision is being widely condemned by minor parties and mining companies. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the new laws are a seismic shift which will rebuild trust in the nation's environment laws. But the Minerals Council of Australia says it is concerned that the EPA's new powers could slow down investment in new mining projects and biodiversity. Greens Environment spokesperson Senator Hanson Young says the government has missed an opportunity to take real and urgent action.
What we needed to see today was urgency, and we haven't got that. This is years and years away, this action plan, and it doesn't deliver protection for our native forests, and it doesn't deliver a climate trigger, which we know we need to stop the extraction of fossil fuels that are making our climate worse and destroying our environment.
The Australian government is seeking assurances from its Indonesian counterparts that a man convicted of making the bombs used in the 2002 Bali terrorist attacks will continue to be monitored after his release from prison. A spokeswoman for Foreign Affairs and Trade says the department had registered concerns about Umar Patek's release on multiple occasions with the Indonesian government. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has said the government will be urging Indonesian authorities to ensure the bomb maker is under constant surveillance on parole. Travel into the United Kingdom is set to be affected by a workers' strike over the busy Christmas season. The PCS trade union says staff employed by Britain's Interior Ministry and passport booths would take action at London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports and a handful of regional ones, plus the Port of New Haven. Up to 3,000 staff are expected to be involved in the walkouts every day but one between December 23rd and New Year's Eve. The White House is renewing its vow to achieve a ban on assault weapons in the United States. President Joe Biden spoke at a vigil for victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting, telling the crowd guns are now the number one killer of children in America and that a ban would be a good policy.
The work continues to limit the number of bullets can be in a cartridge, the type of weapon that can be purchased and sold, the attempt to ban assault weapons, a whole range of things that are just common sense, just simple common sense.
New data has confirmed the rate of homelessness in Tasmania is growing. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's annual homelessness services report found that the rate of homelessness is now sitting at more than 15% above the national average. Tasmania's opposition Housing Minister Ella Haddad says over a third of those reaching out were parents with children.
But we know that there are families who are sleeping rough, sleeping in cars with children, trying to get people to school and to work while sleeping rough or sleeping in tents, or sleeping in cars or couch surfing. So the demand on the homelessness sector, which is a sector working incredibly hard in an under-resourced environment, is getting harder and harder.
Turning to sport and in cycling news, defending Giro d'Italia champion Jai Hindley will ride in next month's revamped Tour Down Under, his first World Tour race of the season. His start will be a major boost for the Adelaide Tour, which has become Australian cycling's flagship event since it started in 1999. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.